two practical tools to tackle stress and anxiety right now. In today's fast-paced world, stress and anxiety have become all too familiar for many of us, whether it's work pressures, societal expectations, or personal challenges. Managing these emotions is crucial for maintaining mental and emotional health and well-being. As the festive holiday season is in full swing, and for many, it can be incredibly stressful, I wanted to share two of my most simple, quick-acting tools for managing stress and feelings of overwhelm. Both strategies will bring your nervous system back to homeostasis, which is baseline, after you've triggered your fight, fright, freeze stress response. To watch the extended YouTube version of the article, I'll leave the link below. Before we begin, I've previously done videos and blog posts on our nervous system and the fight, flight, freeze stress response, including why it can be challenging to think straight when we're triggered. So if you haven't seen those before, again, I'll leave the link below so that you can watch the entire playlist. They'll help give you some background that I don't have time to go into here. Number one, physical exercise and movement. When our stress response is triggered, a hefty dose of stress hormones, cortisol and adrenaline, are released instantly into our bloodstream. These biochemicals are designed to give us a 15-minute short burst of strength and energy to get us away from a physical threat, in other words, a saber-toothed tiger. It's important to note that our brains can't tell the difference between a physical threat and a perceived one, such as when we panic, worry, or overthink. However, when the stress response is triggered, we're often just sitting down and we don't move. So instead of those stress feelings abating, which they would do naturally with movement, for example, running, kicking, punching as part of the fight, flight, freeze stress response, they don't, because we're just not using them up for what they were intended for. So it stands to reason that regular physical activity, which doesn't have to mean running a marathon or flogging it out in the gym for hours, is massively beneficial for both our physical and mental health, as it significantly reduces those stress hormones. The 15-minute walk. We all know that walking is good for us, but many don't realise just how beneficial it is. So let me give you a quick overview of the benefits of walking for just 15 minutes. Not 10,000 steps, which is the popular number we've all heard of. That's 4 miles and will typically take you about an hour and a half, depending on how quickly you walk. Just 15 minutes of walking outside, not on a treadmill, are proven to have significant positive biological and psychological effects. That source comes from Andrew Huberman, who is a professor of neurobiology and ophthalmology at Stanford University. He has a fantastic podcast, the Huberman Lab podcast. In just 15 minutes of brisk walking, you burn off adrenaline and cortisol, triggered by the fight, flight, freeze response. It forces the release of happy hormones, including dopamine, the reward chemical, endorphins, the painkiller and natural stress reliever, and oxytocin, the love hormone that makes us feel safe if we walk with someone else or a dog. Daylight regulates your serotonin production, which controls your sleep-wake cycle. If you aren't getting enough light into the back of your eyes, you're likely experiencing disturbed sleep and an inability to concentrate during the day. Moving forwards also widens our view and reduces any feelings of overwhelm. When we trigger our stress response, our view narrows. It's our brain's way of trying to focus us in on the one big thing it perceives as the main threat to our survival. In other words, the saber-toothed tiger. The problem is that today there is rarely just one thing that we worry about. So this natural narrowing effect is counterproductive, often leading to feelings of overwhelm. However, when we walk outside, our view automatically widens. another throwback to our early ancestors, so that we can spot threats coming from all around us. Listening to something stimulating, for example, a podcast or audiobook, is also proven to enhance the positive effects of walking further. Walking also clears your head and enables you to think more rationally. It helps bring the prefrontal cortex back online. Note, we also get the same positive effects from running and cycling outside. I teach this in all of my corporate wellbeing courses. I suggest putting a 15-minute walk in your diary as you would any other important meeting, because it is that important. My clients will tell me, "I don't have time for that." My reply, you don't have time not to, especially if you're feeling stressed. If you do the 15-minute walk, especially when you're feeling triggered or activated, you will be better able to deal with the issue when you return to the office or home, for all of the reasons I've mentioned above. Number two, breath work. Deep breathing exercises are another quick, simple yet powerful tool to counter the stress response. When stressed, our breathing tends to become shallow and rapid, contributing to heightened anxiety. Techniques such as the physiological sigh are clinically proven to quickly reduce the effects of a triggered stress response, regulating the nervous system and inducing relaxation. The physiological sigh. Sometimes we can't put our shoes on and go for a walk. That's where the physiological sigh is extremely useful. It's a clinically proven method that automatically calms the nervous system when we're stressed, anxious, or overwhelmed. It triggers the activation of the phrenic nerve to the diaphragm and causes our lungs to bring in more significant amounts of oxygen. This is another brilliant tool that Andrew Huberman talks about frequently in his social media and podcasts. We automatically do this when we cry and try and talk simultaneously. We also do it during sleep, and dogs do it when they settle down to nap. The sigh reinflates the tiny sacs in the lungs called the alveoli, which balance the carbon dioxide and oxygen in the bloodstream and lungs. It's effortless to do, and you can do it anywhere. You literally just take two inhales through the nose until your lungs are fully expanded and you can't get any more air in, and then you release the air through one long breath out. You simply repeat that two or three times and you should significantly reduce your stress levels. The wrap up. Stress and anxiety are inevitable parts of our life, and unfortunately, during such times as Christmas and the festive season, those feelings can worsen. These tools are clinically proven to alleviate short-term stress, which will also help in the long term by significantly lowering stress hormones, adrenaline and cortisol. However, these things don't work if you don't use them. Neither the walk or the physiological sigh is complicated. The hardest part is remembering to do them. So as I mentioned earlier, put the walk in your diary as you would any other important meeting, because it is that important. It might help also to leave notes around or put alerts on your phone to remind yourself to do the breathing exercise. By integrating these practical tools into your daily life, you can effectively manage stressful emotions and build resilience. I'm a big believer in adding small things to your daily routine that make a significant impact. If you try to introduce big things, your nervous system will see them as a threat and you'll end up self-sabotaging. It's the little things done consistently that make the most significant difference. With dedication and practice, these tools, plus the ones I'll explain in the next article and video, can become invaluable assets in your journey towards a more balanced and peaceful life. What next? Although the festive season is a wonderful time of year for many people, for many others, it isn't. And I think it's important to recognize that. If you're struggling this year, please reach out. If you don't feel you can talk to friends or family members, I will always make myself available to people in need. You are not alone. And if you're having trouble setting boundaries with your family during the festive period, which I know can be a problem for many of us, I have a video on that too. Again, I'll leave the link below. If you do head over to YouTube, please like, comment, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so that you don't miss a thing. And if you haven't yet subscribed to my weekly newsletter, click the newsletter tab above and just enter your details. Finally, thank you so much for your continued support. I really appreciate it.